Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor de Blasio reminding folks that there are 434 sites around town where you can get three meals a day to go for free.
Where anyone can come, get breakfast, lunch, dinner, all three if they need it, for as many members of their family as they need. So we're asking for students or students with their parents to come earlier in the day, 7:30 to 11:30. We're asking adults who are alone to come later in the day, 11:30 to 1:30. But it's the same exact standard everywhere. No one is turned away. No one has to pay anything. You get as many meals as you need. This is about making sure people have food.
There's also a delivery system for seniors and those who can't go out at all. Call 311 or go to nyc.gov/get food, or you can text the word food or comida to 877-877 to find a site near you. Another big announcement from the mayor about a major charitable gift from New Yorkers Deborah and Leon Black.
They have teamed up with the mayor's fund. They have donated $10 million to help get food and crucial household supplies for the families of the healthcare workers. So this initiative is called Healthcare Heroes, and Deborah and Leon Black have put their $10 million forward. They are looking for matching donations from others who can help.
In fact, the Blacks are going to match another $10 million in donations. An extra $600 in unemployment benefits should be on the way starting as soon as next week for New Yorkers. As part of the $2.2 trillion rescue package approved by Congress, folks can get a $600 weekly increase for up to 4 months on top of state benefits. While people in some states will have to wait until May 29th and then get it retroactively, New Yorkers should see that relief much sooner. CNN says those filing new claims should start receiving both your state and enhanced federal payments in 2 to 3 weeks. It's one of the four questions, but 1010 Winds religion commentator Rabbi Joseph Potasnik of the New York Board of Rabbis notes.
Well, I think this year we don't have to look too hard to find out why this Passover is different than many of the others.
As for how families will navigate social distancing for what is usually a big gathering, in a word, technology.
I know that there are people who are preparing for Passover by having all the Seders at the exact same time. Many communities said, at this particular time, we're all going to have the Seder, whether you're on Zoom, whether you're on FaceTime, whether you're doing it without technology, everybody is together. And I think that's very reassuring, to know that we are connected to one another, so we're socially distant, but we're spiritually close.
Potasnik also told us about a special chapel area that's been set up at the Javits Center Field Hospital for Jewish personnel. Passover starts tomorrow evening. Add the Cathedral of St. John the Divine to the locations around the city being transformed to help fight the virus. Cathedral Dean, the Right Reverend Clifton Daniel III, says 9 climate-controlled medical tents capable of holding a total of at least 200 patients will be going up inside the massive cathedral. It will be mostly used as a staging area for medical personnel, but patients are expected to arrive by the end of the week. Samaritan's Purse, the evangelical Christian humanitarian organization that built the field hospital in Central Park, is involved. But Dean Dan, as he's called, says that group's participation should not be interpreted as an endorsement of its views. Samaritan's Purse has been criticized for anti-gay and anti-Muslim rhetoric. Jersey City is looking to buy out city workers with more than 15 years in to deal with what's expected to be a $70 million financial impact there. Mayor Stephen Fulop told 1010 Winds how it'll work.
We offer you a cash payment of 25% of your salary or $20,000, whichever one is greater. And you leave with all your accrued benefits, and then we don't fill the spot. So generally speaking, if the average salary for an employee is about $60,000, we're going to recoup that investment from a budget standpoint in about 6 or 7 months.
He says this should amount to about $22 million, so it's only a slice of the solution. Jersey City currently has about 1,700 virus cases and 47 fatalities, including Councilman Michael Yoon, whose death was announced yesterday. While you're sitting at home with nothing to do tonight, look out the window. Tonight's full moon is going to look bigger than any other full moon this year. In fact, there's a name for that. It's a super pink moon, which will be visible in New York from 7:05 tonight until 7:05 tomorrow morning. And no, it's not actually a pink moon. They call it pink because it signals the blooming of pink flowers that are found all across the country.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.